In this bulletin, Donald Trump refuses to concede defeat in the US election. A 10th straight day of no new coronavirus cases in Victoria. And in sport, Portuguese football striker Cristiano Ronaldo appears to be injured after recovering from COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donald. Democrat Joe Biden and his advisers are working out the next steps to tackle the pandemic as the US president-elect prepares to take office in January. Donald Trump is the first incumbent president to lose a re-election bid in almost three decades, but still hasn't conceded. Instead, he's challenging the outcome in the courts. Top Republicans in Congress still haven't acknowledged Mr. Biden as the winner. Prime Minister Scott Morrison plans to invite Joe Biden to visit Australia to mark the 75th anniversary of the security treaty with the US and New Zealand. He says the Australia-US alliance is enduring and based on shared democratic values, such as respect for human rights, equality, freedom of religion and diverse opinions. Meantime, Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese says the Prime Minister needs to stand up for those values when others are questioning the democratic process.
You can do that publicly. I have made statements and I've made it consistently. Why is it that this Prime Minister has not been called to account for members of his government, members of the Liberal and National Party, questioning the process?
Victoria has recorded another day of zero new coronavirus cases and no further COVID-19 deaths. The state has four active coronavirus cases, and the total number of cases with an unknown source is just two. Testing Commander Jerome Wymer says there was a positive result last night, but it was deemed to be an old case.
That individual was from another state, from WA. They had quarantined in WA. They tested positive in their quarantine period. They'd cleared their quarantine period and been declared free of COVID before they travelled to Victoria. That was a number of weeks ago.
Regional areas of Victoria are once again accessible to Melbourne residents with an easing of coronavirus travel rules overnight. Gyms are also reopening today with limited numbers allowed inside, while more customers can go into hospitality venues. More restrictions will be eased in Victoria on November 22nd. New South Wales has no new locally acquired coronavirus infections, but seven overseas travellers have tested positive. It's the second day in a row that the state has achieved no new local cases, but one patient remains in intensive care in hospital. Dr. Jeremy McNulty from New South Wales Health says almost 10,000 tests were completed overnight, but the source of the Mossvale infection is unknown.
New South Wales Health is concerned that there may be more people in the broader Southern Highlands area who have unrecognised infection. And we're encouraging people in that area to come forward for testing if they have even the mildest of symptoms.
The number of coronavirus cases around the world has surpassed 50 million, with the recent second wave of COVID-19 attributed to a quarter of the total. Leaders in Germany, France and Britain have ordered citizens back into lockdown, while Denmark's northern population is facing COVID-19 lockdown rules. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel says her goal is to have the entire population immune to the virus as the government discusses who should be vaccinated first.
That is the central task, that we want to make the population as a whole immune to the virus, so to speak. We know from other epidemics that with approximately 60 to 70% of the population who are then immune, either by having gone through the disease themselves or through vaccination, the virus is more or less defeated. Then we can also lift all restrictions. Until then, we still have to live with certain restrictions that the virus imposes on us.
A female physicist will be the next chief scientist for Australia when Dr. Alan Finkel finishes up his term in December. Dr. Kathy Foley is the second woman to take on the role and has spent 2 years as the CSIRO's chief scientist. Her past work has centred on the physics of superconductors, and her three-year term begins in January. And briefly in sport, footballer Cristiano Ronaldo of Portugal was taken off the field at the weekend with an apparent ankle injury. The striker had recently recovered from coronavirus. And now the weather around Australia. Perth, showers, a possible storm, 22. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 34. Melbourne, sunny and 28. Hobart, much the same, 22 degrees. Canberra, cloud clearing, 23. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 20. Sydney, similar, 21. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 22. Brisbane, a possible shower, 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm, and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.